Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive deep into revelations of the Word of God. Where we get to know the mind of God concerning our lives every single day. So if you're here and this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you because right here on this show is the place to be. So if you are also if you've been frequent listening to us, you know what time it is. It's time to invite somebody into this platform, most especially that person you've been trying to get through to. You've been trying to get through their spirits, man. You've been trying to awaken the love of God and the desire for fellowship with God within them. This is the time to share this link with them and let them join this platform. Let them listen to the Word of God. But before we do that, we have a tradition on the show where we first approach the day with thanksgiving. So I want you to lift up your voices wherever you are and begin to appreciate the King of Glory for a brand new day for what he has done. Today is the fourth day in the month of November 2024. The year is gradually coming to a close, and the Lord has indeed been good and kind to us. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, learn from elders. Learn from elders. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John chapter 9 to chapter 10. John from chapter 9 to chapter 10. Our memory verse today is taken from Job chapter 12, verse 12. Job chapter 12, verse 12. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. Our Bible reading today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 12, from verse 1 to 19. 1 Kings chapter 12 from verse 1 to 19. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 1 it says, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make king. So it happened when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it. He was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of the king of King Solomon and had been dwelling in Egypt, and they sent and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. And he said to them, depart for 3 days, then come back to me. And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived. And he said, how do you advise me to answer these people? And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to this people today, and serve them and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him, and he said to them, What advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you should speak to these people who have spoken to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, and you make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, Come back to me the third day. Then the king answered the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel. Now we see your house, your own house, O David. So Israel departed to their tent. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was in charge of the revenue. But all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee Jerusalem. So Israel had been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, Elderly people carry valuable gems of wisdom. No matter how educated you are, some lessons cannot be learnt in the classrooms. They are only taught in the classroom of life, and they are learned by experience. Even though I have PhD, I have learned to defer to the wisdom of the elders from time to time. This is why you will always hear me say, the elders have a saying, because there are valuable things that I have learned from the elders that all of my formal education did not give me. I was privileged to sit at the feet of my father in the Lord, Pastor Josiah Akindayomi. Every week I would visit him to ask questions, and he would teach me valuable lessons. I was also privileged to learn from Pastor S.G. Elton. Every 2 weeks I would travel to Elisha to sit at his feet. He taught me many things, even though I didn't agree with some of them initially, because I felt that they were incorrect. However, as I grew older, I began to realize that he was correct. One of the things he taught me was that I should always remember that I am not God. Irrespective of the level of the anointing that I operate in, he also taught me that God does whatever he pleases, and that all I have to do is to take my burdens to him in prayer and go to bed. This is why if you ask those close to me, they will tell you that I have no difficulty sleeping. No matter how big the problem is, once I have prayed, I go to sleep. Beloved, even if your parents and the elders around you are not as educated or sophisticated as you are, listen to them. Whatever things you disagree with or that seems hard for you to understand, keep them in your memory regardless. One day, when you are wiser, you will likely refer to them. Do not joke with the moments you have to spend with elders, whether they are related to you or not. Tell them to teach you some of the things they know and do. There are some natural remedies to sicknesses that died with some elders because the generation after them did not learn about them. When they had the opportunity, some important principles of life has also been lost in this manner. Learn all you can from the elderly ones, especially the Christian elders that you still have around you, before they go to be with the Lord. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, spend quality time with the elders around you. There is a lot of wisdom to gain from them. Spend quality time with the elders around you. There is a lot of wisdom to gain from them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and available on our mobile app, where you can listen to other amazing shows outlined throughout the day on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. It promises to be entertaining, inspiring, and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.